Lord be with you. Read the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? If he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it's not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Here's a moral question for you. Is it ever permissible to raise the voice at someone? Yes, on two occasions. Number one, when someone is hard of hearing. And second is when the microphone doesn't work. Amen? I thought that would be a good introduction to the homily today. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Those far away said, "What, Father?" Okay, the gospel today, I like to preach by means of art. In our old church for many years, we have this gospel depicted in painting. And you can see the sheep, the one sheep, has fallen off the cliff. And that sheep is in a crevice, a little hole. Now, if you're really observant, you'll notice a lot of things. The mountain, the hill, is very big. It's a precipice. It's a ravine. And if you fall off a precipice or a ravine, it's like falling into the Grand Canyon. There's very little hope. Unless you can grow wings or become like Superman. But that doesn't happen. Then you can see the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is Jesus Christ. He's got the crown of thorns, but also he's got his wounds, so it's obviously the risen Lord. And you can see, if you look attentively, that he's got a thorn branch embedded on his shoulder. And he's bending over, and he's contemplating the little sheep that is in the hole. Now, if you're very observant, we have professional artists here. Maybe the most important part of that painting is the eyes. The eyes of the Good Shepherd are contemplating, looking very lovingly into the eyes of the sheep. Now there's another detail. Above the Good Shepherd is a bird. It's not a swallow, or a golden finch, or a cardinal, or a swallow, or even a blue jay. It's one of those birds that is carnivorous. That means a flesh-eating bird. Most birds do not eat flesh, but rather they eat twigs and they eat grass. And The name of that bird is a vulture. Spanish buitre. In Italian, avvoltoio. Okay? And that means that that sheep is about to die. That means that that sheep was probably in that crevice at least one night. Okay, I've given you what is called a photo. Turn that into a YouTube. Photo means just one snapshot. How about a YouTube? I make YouTubes. YouTube is a little movie. Can you finish it? Ignatian contemplation, right? Ignatian contemplation, I will finish transforming from Instagram to YouTube. He's going to bend over the shepherd. He's going to very gently take the sheep and put the sheep on his shoulders. And the sheep is called, but the shepherd is going to walk back to the other 99 sheep. By the time he arrives at the sheep is no longer cold but warm. Where did the sheep get his warmth from? The love of the heart of the good shepherd. And very gently he's going to be placing that sheep amongst the other 99 sheep and rejoice. So I've given you that artistic depiction and I've turned it from a snapshot into a YouTube. From an Instagram shot into a little movie. Let's end by giving the interpretation. If you give me permission. Can you hear me? Okay, the good shepherd is Jesus. The lost sheep is the person you look at in the mirror this morning. That's me, that's you. The vulture is the devil. The devil. Fulton Sheen says the devil is a liar, he's a destroyer, he's a murderer from the beginning. Fulton Sheen. And the good shepherd is going after us. When we wander, he wants to bring us back to the fold. Like Francis Thompson, the hound of heaven, huh? He's going after us. He loves us. He recognizes that when we wander from the sheepfold, we suffer. You like? Our prayer can be, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. If you like, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Now, once we have experienced the love of the good shepherd, then you are called to be a good shepherd also. Amen? You are called to be a good shepherd. How many parents here? How many grandparents here? Any catechists here? Any teachers here? We're all in the good shepherd society. We're all in the good shepherd club. But the key to be a good shepherd, we have to be a good sheep to the good shepherds so that we can be good shepherds to our sheep. Amen.